The Jesus Storybook Bible. Story 6. The Present. The Story of Abraham and Isaac from Genesis chapter 22. God knew that his secret rescue plan could only work if Abraham trusted him completely. God had to make sure Abraham would do whatever he asked. So, a few years later, God asked Abraham to give him a present. Abraham liked giving presents to God. He gave God his animals. They were called sacrifices, and they were a way to say, "I love you," to God. But this time, God didn't want a lamb or a goat. God wanted Abraham to give him something more. Much more. He wanted Abraham to give him his son. His only son. The son he loved. Isaac. Put his boy on the altar and kill him as a sacrifice? How could God want him to do such a terrible thing? Abraham didn't understand, but he knew that God was his father who loved him. And so, Abraham trusted him. Early the next morning, Abraham and Isaac set off. They climbed the steep, stony trail up the mountain. Isaac carried the wood on his back. His father carried the knife and the coals. "Papa," Isaac said, "we have everything except we forgot the lamb for the sacrifice."
"God will provide the lamb, son," Abraham said.
They built an altar and laid the wood on top. Abraham asked his son to climb on top of the wood. Isaac didn't understand, but he knew his father loved him, and so he trusted him. He climbed up onto the altar, and Abraham tied his boy to the wood. Isaac didn't struggle or try to run away. He just lay there quietly and didn't make a sound. Everything was ready. Abraham took the knife. Tears were filling up his eyes. Pain was filling up his heart. His hand was shaking. He lifted the knife high into the air.
"Stop," God said. "Don't hurt the boy. I want him to live and not die. I know now that you love me because you would have given me your only son."
Abraham felt his heart leap with joy. He unbound Isaac and folded him in his arms. Great sobs shook the old man's whole body. Scalding tears filled his eyes, and for a long time they stayed there like that, in each other's arms, the boy and his dad. Suddenly, Abraham saw a ram caught in some brambles. The sacrifice. God had given them what they needed just in time. The ram would die, so Isaac didn't have to. And so Abraham sacrificed the ram instead of his son. And as they sat there on the mountaintop, watching the embers of the fire die in the cool night air, the stars above them sparkling in the velvet sky, God helped Abraham and Isaac understand something. God wanted his people to live, not die. God wanted to rescue his people, not punish them. But they must trust him. "One day, someone will be born into your family," God promised them, "and he will bring happiness to the whole world." God was getting ready to give the whole world a wonderful present. It would be God's way to tell people, "I love you." Many years later, another son would climb another hill, carrying wood on his back. Like Isaac, he would trust his father and do what his father asked. He wouldn't struggle or run away. Who was he? God's son, his only son, the son he loved. the Lamb of God. Today's story is the story of Abraham and being asked to offer Isaac as a sacrifice to God. Now, several important, interesting things about the story. First, it seems hard to believe that Abraham would even consider killing his own son. But there are several things to think about. First of all, he had seen God do amazing things, and he loved and trusted God. Abraham's relationship with God was so close, he trusted God completely. So that when God said to do this, he knew God was telling him what God was telling him to do, and he obeyed. But there's a part of the Bible later in the New Testament, after Jesus, that goes back and talks about this. And it actually talks about how Abraham trusted and believed God, that God was even able to raise his son from the dead. You see, Abraham trusted the promises that God had made. God had promised him that his descendants, and then God promised him that Isaac's descendants would one day outnumber the stars, that they would one day bless the entire world. Abraham knew that God had promised this to him. And so the New Testament says that Abraham even believed that God was able to raise Isaac from the dead. And I think possibly Abraham believed that even if he killed Isaac, God would still keep his promises, which meant that God would raise Isaac from the dead. But either way, it was incredible faith. Abraham trusted God, that God knew what was right, and was willing to do anything for God, even if that meant risking losing his son. And so this is something that I cannot imagine being asked to sacrifice my son. But Abraham was asked to, and he obeyed. He did it. He took Isaac and was ready to kill him. But God stopped him. God was testing Abraham, even though Abraham didn't know it was just a test. I believe he was ready to kill his son because God had told him to. But God stopped him once he saw that Abraham would actually do it. And then he provided a substitute. Abraham and Isaac saw the ram in the bushes that was caught. And they got that and used it as a substitute. Instead of killing Isaac, they killed this lamb. Now, this is a beautiful picture of Jesus. That just as Isaac was about to die, we are in many ways about to die. And Jesus takes our place, so we don't have to. That's part of the whole gospel. That because of our sins, God says that we have to die. But God doesn't want us to die. That's why he sent Jesus, his only son, to die in our place. So that just as the lamb was sacrificed instead of Isaac, Jesus was sacrificed instead of us. It's a beautiful picture. Lord, I pray that you would help us to trust you as Abraham trusted you. I thank you for the sacrifice that you made, that you sent your son to die in our place. Lord, help us trust you. Help us follow you and obey you, even when things seem scary, even when what you tell us to do doesn't make sense. Help us listen and obey, just as Abraham did. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.